I'm Mike Hempen with an AP News Minute. Hawaii's Supreme Court has ruled that insurance companies can't bring their own legal actions against those blamed for Maui's catastrophic 2023 wildfire. The move allows a $4 billion settlement that had been threatened to proceed. AP correspondent Mike Pasoli reports on the potential demise of the penny.
President Donald Trump says he has directed the U.S. Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies, citing the rising cost of producing the one-cent coin. The U.S. Mint reported losing $85.3 million in the 2024 fiscal year on the nearly 3.2 billion pennies it produced. But doing away with the penny could pose challenges for business owners and employees nationwide. It is unclear whether Trump has the power to unilaterally eliminate the lowly one-cent coin. Currency specifications, including the size and metal content of coins, are dictated by Congress.
I'm Mike Hempen.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.